In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel passage is called the Great Commission. It is the final instructive word for Jesus to his church. Jesus had just risen. The Jews had killed him and were equally ready to do away with his disciples. The Roman Empire was a strict ruler that didn't like people causing any problems. The ruler of the land was Herod. There was a great tension between the Jewish community and the Roman power system. The Jews wanted to be free from Roman rule. The Romans wanted this small, strange country called Israel to be peaceful. The dominant religion in the Roman Empire was emperor worship. Between the years of AD 14 and 68, there was Tiberius Caesar, then Caligula, then Claudius, and Nero, who persecuted the Christians. In 70 AD, Jerusalem was besieged by the Romans, and the temple was destroyed. And it was into this world that Jesus commissioned the disciples. This commission was difficult. Jesus called his 11 disciples to a mountain in Galilee, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were still doubtful. Jesus spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." This is one of the most crucial statements that Jesus ever made. He now had all the authority in heaven and on earth. The authority to forgive sins, to mediate to the Father, to send the Holy Spirit, to open the hearts and minds of his people, to reveal the Father, to give eternal life to whom he chooses, and to raise us up on the last day. He said to his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." This commission is mainly given to the disciples then present, but it applies to us as well. We are called by Jesus to make disciples of all people, to go out into the world and teach and live the truth of the cross of redemption. Jesus wants us to finish what he began. He came to the disciples, taught them, and worked with them. He then died on the cross and rose from the dead. But before he ascended into heaven, he gave them and us the commission to convert the world. He will not ask us to do the impossible. We need to know that our efforts to honor Christ by obeying his call to make disciples of all nations is something that we can do. Do it where we are, with those we meet, with those at work, with those in our schools. Be a witness for Jesus in our lives, and when necessary, talk about him too. When we ask to accomplish God's will, he will bless our efforts because we are seeking to obey him. While doing research for today, I ran across a poem for Trinity Sunday by Andy King. It is called "The Commission." At first, it feels like a circle closed, a journey completed. This reminder of the mountain where Peter, James, and John
saw the Lord transfigured, speaking with Elijah and Moses. The voice that thundered from the enclosing cloud filled the disciples with fear. It is Christ Himself who speaks to us here. The Lord crucified and now resurrected, proclaiming His authority. And for a moment, the apostles might be tempted to think the mission surely is accomplished. Goal achieved. God reigning through Christ. And perhaps the 11 look around the peak to see if Moses and Elijah will again appear for congratulatory clasps of the hand. I was going to change that to high fives, but it didn't fit. But the circle has not closed. The journey has not finished. It is open-ended as the arching sky and as the road below that leads to the distant horizon. Open as the mission that here Christ gives us. As the promise He makes to be always with us, from now to the end of days. For disciples must be made in and from every nation, taught Christ's ways, words, and sent anew to serve the men and women of the earth. See how the slanting sun, moving across these Galilean hills, takes its seat on the rim of the wider world, inviting our eyes to see not the shades of prophets past, but the shimmer of the new world to come. See how, as we lift our heads in the days that follows Christ's lifting from the cloud, from the earth, we discover no mystifying cloud, nor faces from only scriptural glory. Rather, see the shapes of the yet to be, appearing in the echoes of His words. There we see Paul in conversation with Peter, and there is Barnabas and Phoebe, and Lydia speaking with Thomas, who will travel to India. We can see Boniface and Patrick and Columba standing beside Francis and John and Charles. And a little further over, Dorothy Ripley, who labored for slaves in America. Mary Slessor, who served so faithfully in Nigeria. Elizabeth Fry, who did her work close to home. Just a few among hosts of other men and women come to this summit. Hearts receiving Christ's mission for them, whose long shadow shine, but in whose shadow, look, just over there, stands other familiar figures who, like them, will be helping to reshape the world that needs, that so needs our obedience to Christ's love. Yes, it is us.